This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've talked about a whole lot of jobs on the program today. President of the New York Fed, professional golfer. Now, another cool one. Jessica Badalana is the author of a new cookbook. It's called Repertoire, All the Recipes You Need. But here's the thing. She's not really a chef. Here's our conversation. So I don't want to give away any secrets here, but I just now, before this little bit that we'll play on the air, I asked you, as I asked everybody, how you want to be identified. And you said San Francisco-based food writer and recipe developer. What is that job?
That's right.
What is that job, recipe developer?
It's a pretty good gig. So I've basically spent my entire professional career working in the food industry in various capacities. But what I like to do the most and what I think I do best is develop recipes. And so basically that entails cooking a dish that I sort of imagine over and over again until I think it tastes perfect.
Okay, that's either amazingly glamorous with you in a great sunlit kitchen and all kinds of, you know, handcrafted Italian machines and everything, or it's drudgery.
It's both. Sometimes it's amazing. And things work on the first or second try. And sometimes they don't. You know, sometimes it takes 10 or 15 tries to get a recipe where you want it. And then I end up foisting leftovers on my UPS man, on my kids' teachers, you know, my neighbors. And it makes you seem like a real jerk when you say to them, like, oh, here, take this. It's not right.
Yeah, here are my rejects.
I'm going to give it to you.
Tell me what's wrong.
Here are my rejects.
On a day when you are deep into recipe development, you get out of bed, you have a cup of coffee, and then what do you do? What does that day look like?
Well, if I'm lucky, I go to the grocery store just once.
Huh.
But often, you know, it's a couple trips to the grocery store or trips to, you know, a few different stores to get a few different things. And then I get home and I, you know, I turn on the radio and I'll start to cook something. You know, I'll have like fish soup at 10 in the morning and then, you know, dessert at lunchtime and maybe dessert again in the afternoon if it didn't work out the first time.
Do you do one by one or do you have a lot of recipes going in at the same time?
I usually do one at a time so that I don't get mixed up. And, you know, I want to take notes for, you know, how long things are taking to cook in the pan or, you know, all of that. And so I have to kind of be paying some amount of attention. And I think if I get too much going on, the chance of me screwing something up goes up.
You and me both, man. You and me both.
Right.
How... this is going to sound like a silly question, but how aware do you have to be of what's happening in the food world? I mean, I imagine you read blogs and you talk to chefs and you do all that stuff to stay on trend is the phrase, right?
That is the phrase. you know, I think actually Repertoire is in some ways not a very trendy book.
Huh.
Of course, I know what's going on in the world. I know that there's like a lot of matcha, you know, being added to things where matcha doesn't belong.
The
green tea powder, Japanese green tea powder.
Oh.
Now you find it in croissants and...
Really?
You know,
why would you do that?
Oh, yeah. So I know that that stuff is going on, but it's not really my... You know, I thought about when I was doing this book, like, I want my kids to be able to cook these recipes in 20 years and still have them be as rock solid as they are now.
You've done, obviously, cookbooks with others before, and you've written for others before. What's it like... in being the main person on this book? Is that a different experience for you?
It's an entirely different experience. I sort of consider the co-authoring experience to be like method acting almost. And you know, for me, my first book was writing in the voice of a 45-year-old Vietnamese man who'd come to San Francisco when he was 12 years old. And so... That's a challenge. You know, it's a challenge. It's almost more of a listening enterprise as much as it is a writing enterprise. For this one, I mean, it was hugely satisfying being able to tell sort of my own stories behind these recipes that I've loved for so long.
And there's some cussing in here, too, I will say, by the way.
Oh, I know. They wanted to take it out, but...
Really?
I think they were like, well, what if people want to make it with their kids? I'm like, well, then they definitely understand why you need to swear from time to time.
Also, don't read that part to your kids. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right.
You know, right? I mean, come on.
I know.
Jessica Badalana, the book is called Repertoire, and this is one of those. I'm just going to do full disclosure here. I'm taking this one home. I'm taking the copy home.
All right. I can't wait to hear what you cook.
Jessica, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.
Haven't cooked anything yet, by the way. We've pulled a couple of recipes and pictures from Jessica's book. It's called Repertoire. We put them on our website. Check them out, marketplace.org.